Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Business is Art on True Chat. We're broadcasting from Cincinnati, Ohio today. I'm your host, John Umstead, and with me today is my guest. She is an author, speaker, and coach, Anastasia Button. Anastasia, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me here. I'm excited.
Me too. I'm anxious to get into it, but before we do, I want to remind our listeners out there that I am constantly looking for your feedback and interaction. So look me up on Twitter at John Umstead. You can comment in the notes for the show at the True Chat website, truechat.org, or through the True Chat app. Look me up on my website, plancanvas.net. You can find me on LinkedIn, a number of ways to find me, but please do seek me out and love to hear from you. Love to hear your comments on this show and other shows. Love to hear what other kinds of topics you would like us to cover. So please do reach out. All right, let's go back to Anastasia. Again, Anastasia, thanks for being here. We're going to talk today about your authentic self. So that being the case, why don't we start with you telling us a little bit about yourself and your background, if you would, please.
Yeah, for sure. So I was a, what people would consider a lost millennial for a good while. Mm-hmm. I've been born and raised in Colorado in the United States. And, you know, we have these beautiful mountains out here. And I was going through life where, you know, I went to college and I graduated. And I graduated in 2010. And mm-hmm. as we all know, in the United States, that was not the best time to go and find a job. So
yep.
What happened is that, you know, I was told throughout my whole life, oh, you can get a job, you can do anything you want, you know, all that jazz. And mm-hmm. by the time I graduated, that was not the case, especially for someone who had a bachelor's degree in history. And mm-hmm. so I was not able to find a job for about 2 years. I remember I submitted about 2,000 applications and I only had 3 job interviews. It was crazy. So basically, my dreams were crushed. And, you know, at that kind of pivotal time, I was kind of just trying to figure out, how can I find some sort of success? You know, people pitch at you, oh, mm-hmm. you got to have the name, the label, the degree, the income, the fame. And so I started chasing after that. And I ended up on a roof one day.
Uh-huh.
And I was standing on top of that roof, looking to the mountains in Colorado. And I realized in that moment, I just wanted to jump. Mm. I was a roofing contractor at that time. I would knock on doors and try mm-hmm. to sell roofs to people. And it was a miserable existence because, as we all know in sales, if you're knocking on doors, what usually happens is that the door slams right back into your face. Talk about
yes.
a life of ultimate rejection. Couldn't find a job, couldn't get the name, couldn't get the money, and couldn't get the sale. So I'm standing on this roof and I'm just going, I would rather jump off this roof than to knock on one more damn door. So I said, all right, enough of that. I am done being this lost millennial chasing after names, chasing after fame, chasing after money. I'm going to come down this ladder off this roof, get in my car, and that's it. I'm done doing this. I am going to just pursue the one thing I have not been doing this entire time. And that was to actually take action towards purpose in life. And so I said, what if I were to take just purpose, take those steps and those actions towards my purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So I started doing that. Well, first I had to figure out who I was. And that's kind of where that authentic living came in.
Mm-hmm.
I started realizing I need to have this authentic life. And once I started delving into that, my purpose came out. And I wanted to help other people find their purpose in life. And so that led to speaking, which led to a book deal, which led to consulting and coaching for businesses and so on and so forth. And now, you know, looking back, I'm glad I went through those trials, but mm-hmm. man, have things changed since that roof.
yeah, I would say so. And gosh, you know, I'm really glad that you were able to go through this transformation without suffering a tragedy, which is what happens so much of the time. And it happened in my case. But, you know, so many of us just kind of go through life and do things that maybe are nice careers or nice income earning opportunities, but you don't really feel that personal connection to what you're doing in the way that you should. And sometimes, unfortunately, it takes something really bad to happen to wake you up to realize that you know, hey, you really need to make some changes. And I'm really, really glad to hear that you didn't have to go through that tragedy. You just hit that moment and said that this is enough. I've had enough of this. I need to do something else. So kudos to you for that.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. You know, finding one's purpose, I believe you really have to be purposeful about it. Some people just kind of get it, you know, and they always amaze me, you know, you know, singers, as an example, you know, some, you know, they maybe from a really young age, they knew that's what they wanted to do. That's what they wanted to be. And they pursued it and have made a career out of it. But I think those types of people that know from a young age exactly what they want to do and be are few and far between. It takes some purposeful thought to get there. So.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, well, you got to think about it. As you're growing up, your parents are telling you one thing, school is telling you another thing, and all these mentors in your own life are telling you other things, and they're telling you to go down a traditional path, you know, make sure you go to somewhere that you can use the degree to find a job, have a stable living, and then one day you'll retire with all that money you've saved up. Mm-hmm. And as we know, especially in the last 20 years, all of that has changed dramatically. And, you know, these changes have happened over a period of 100 years. They just caught up with us. Mm-hmm. And so now we have people who have been told a traditional route are being shaken up a little bit faster than they mm-hmm. had in the past. And of course, we have this wonderful thing called the internet and social media, which can, you know, is a blessing but a curse at the same time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But the blessings of that is that people can get that inspiration, that motivation, and the ideas of, if I lived a life of purpose rather than a life of titles and traditions and stability, perhaps that would be one that is more authentic to myself rather than one I've been told and molded mm-hmm. into.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You know, I occasionally listen to the Michael Smirkanish program on the POTUS channel on Sirius XM. And yesterday, he had a guest on, a professor who had written a piece, and he was talking about how, you know, that traditional route is not necessarily good for the whole of society. So, and he was talking specifically about, you know, should we make college free for all. And he's a professor, and his position was, no, it doesn't make sense because we don't need everyone to be college educated for one. And as a society, that's not really a good thing. You know, some of the learning and the experience and the critical thinking that you can learn from a college career, that's all good stuff. And there are certainly some professions and trades where you really need that college education. You know, a doctor, as an example.
Mm-hmm.
but you know, there are so many other options out there that you know, it's not necessarily necessary. And I just found it very interesting, and some of the things you just said reminded me of that show from yesterday morning.
Yeah, and you know, I think a lot of it, especially even in business as well. I mean, this is everywhere. But especially for those who feel, you know, like lost as I once was, where you feel like you need to have all these pieces in play just because everyone else has told you that that's what you need to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
But no one really tells you why as much.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They think they know why because they've been told. But
right.
They haven't actually looked into why would I want this degree and what can it really do for me? There's a lack of educating yourself before you dive into something that can determine at least 4 years, if not 10 years of your life. And so we're living in this world today where we are purchasing products, we are doing certain activities, we're going to get educated in certain avenues, maybe we're purchasing products for our own business services and the like, but we're not fully understanding what the why behind it is. And I think we need to start answering those questions of why are you getting this and how will it serve you best, rather
mm-hmm.
than I'm just going to do this because that's what I've been told.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Exactly. And that was like exactly this gentleman's point yesterday. He, you know, that we're taught that, okay, you've got to do well in high school and then you've got to go on to college and hopefully it's the best college you can get into and get that degree. And then you're going to go out and earn a lot of money. And, and that big why factor is so missing. And it's one of the reasons that, the vast majority of kids that enter into college either don't finish or come out of it with a degree that's completely meaningless to what they want to do with their life and ends up being largely a waste. So,
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I actually had a conversation similar to a coaching prospect of mine about a month ago, actually. So I'm talking to this guy, and he's been in business for a few years, and he's been kind of switching around his business. So he does a few different small things here and there to get by. But he hasn't fully grasped what he wants to do and how he wants to leverage that to help him and help society and help the world. So we're having this conversation, and he said he didn't feel credible. So he had to go get education. He had to go to maybe college or get certifications of various topics. And I asked him, I said, well, how long will that take you? He said, well, probably about a year, maybe a year and a half. And in my mind's eye and in my experience, I didn't feel like he really needed to go and get those. So I started asking him the question, why, right? And I do this thing a lot where I ask why pretty repetitively, and it gets very annoying, but it's very productive. So I kept asking him, well, why do you want this program? And why do you think that would serve you? And why would people care about that? And so on and trickle down. And eventually, about 3 minutes, 4 minutes into those questions, he started to realize that he really didn't need to go get that credibility, because in all reality, he was just afraid people wouldn't find him credible. And I think that's a big basis of everything that we make decisions on, is a lot of the fear based. And so he felt like he had to go and get educated and re-educated and probably always continue to be educated and certified before he would even start, because he was so afraid that people wouldn't find him credible, as in he wasn't good enough. And so I said, that's what we need to tackle, not the credibility in the education. Yeah. And, after that conversation, he's been doing so much better.
That's great.
It's just, it's interesting how people, and this is where I bring in the authentic living, because you got to really understand, why are you not, tackling the dreams that you want to tackle? Why are you feeling like you need to be either credible, or you need to learn more, you need to have this kind of branding, so on and so forth, but you're not really getting started. And that tells me that you're afraid of something, so you're not living authentically. You don't have to have an authentic business or perhaps a career, maybe even a relationship. And so you really got to dig deep and really get down to, why is this so important to you? And should it be something you should go after? And that's where the authentic living comes in, because when it's not authentic, you're not going to have fun, you're not going to enjoy the journey, and you're probably not going to be as productive with it. So why don't you do something that is fun, that is more authentic, that is part of you and your dreams, because it's going to be a heck of a lot more beneficial for you in the end.
Right. And you're also not as believable. You know, that credibility, if you're not being authentic to yourself, it's pretty tough to fool people, right? They see right through it.
Absolutely.
So, hey, before we continue, I want to take a moment to remind our listeners out there that new episodes of Business is Art are available on Tuesdays by 4 p.m. or 6 p.m. in the Eastern time zone. Excuse me, at 6 p.m. in the Eastern time zones. All right. I also want to talk about True Chat Show of the Week. And this week, that is Making Capitalism Sustainable. It's from our friends at the CED, the Committee for Economic Development. And they've brought a show to our network that dives into the biggest issues facing our economy and education, with policy solutions, brought to you by some of the best in the industry. So check that show out. It's released on Fridays by 6 p.m. in the Eastern time zone. Let's talk also real quick about True Chat's mission statement. True Chat will be the mortal enemy of speculation, innuendo, and stagnation. We'll champion informed opinions and fresh ideas. And True Chat will prove that media can be trusted, relied on, and responsible. We won't join the media elite because we're setting a new standard. It's a higher standard. It's the True Chat standard. Now, to ensure that this show maintains the highest ethical standards, we make it easy for you to voice any concerns with today's episode by emailing ethics@truechat.org. Okay, let's turn our attention now back to the topic at hand. We are talking about your authentic self and living an authentic life. We're speaking with Anastasia Button, who is an author, speaker, and coach. And speaking of being an author, Anastasia, you mentioned your book, but we haven't talked about it. Can we talk about that for just a little bit and what led you to write it?
Yeah. So after I decided to climb down that roof and started going down my authentic path, I really realized I wanted to become a speaker. And so I did a couple speaking gigs, but I was asking all my other speaker friends, I said, what should I do to help get more speaking gigs? And they all said, you should write a book. And I said, okay, try to figure that out. So I went down the path of reading up, well, how do I write a book? How does this go about? Do I need a publisher? Can I self-publish? What looks more credible in that sense? And it was interesting because it was only 2 months after I decided to get off that roof, I was in a boot camp with a publisher, And they do these boot camps across the entire world with Black Card Books Publishing. And they teach you how to write a book and publish a book and so on and so forth. And then if you would like to publish a book with them, you can have a moment to sit down and talk to them about your book. So I did. Mm-hmm. And they said, let's write your book. And I said, awesome. So I went with them and I went down the path of writing a book. But I really realized I wanted to focus on millennials. So mm-hmm. it was kind of my pain became my purpose. I really wanted to help focus in on helping millennials identify what their purpose in life was so they can have an authentic life and business that is meaningful and impactful for them in the world. And so I said, okay, publisher, let's write about millennials. And it was funny because they said, we don't want you to write about millennials. I was like, well, why not? Yeah. And they said, well, it's such a controversial thing. It's too nichey. And I said, no, you don't understand. We need to address millennials because all that's out there, or at the time was out there, was a lot of bashing, right? And mm-hmm. I really just wanted to help my generation, or myself, really. That's who I was helping, was me 2 months ago. Right. And so I went down that path and I said, no, I'm talking about millennials. And if people want to read it anyway, that's great. So a year and a half later, I published hashtag new job, new life, the Millennial Take Charge Plan for Success. And it skyrocketed my speaking, skyrocketed my sales, coaching, and so on and so forth, even before the book was even published. So I was so glad I was able to write that book and had a publisher to really back me up.
That's awesome. I had a little bit of a similar experience in writing my own book. I was reading a book, actually, so I wasn't speaking to a group of people, but I was reading a book, and it was all about consulting. And the author of that book said, hey, you know, if you want to be taken seriously as a consultant, you need to write a book. And so I hit that part of his book, and I said, I need to write a book. And same kind of thing. Very shortly after that, I was actually writing a book, and shortly after that, I had a publisher. So I think it just goes to show you and I are both good examples of how you just listen for opportunities. You know, when they're coming mm-hmm. at us from all kinds of different directions at different points, and we just have to be open and listening for them. And then when we hear them, we have to act upon them. And when we do, things can really happen very rapidly.
Absolutely. And I think that's really what making sure you're listening to the things that approach into your life are usually because you've called it out to the universe, you know. And when they come back to you, make sure you're listening and make sure you make an authentic decision rather than a fearful one.
Right. Exactly. That's another great point. And you were talking about that before the little break, how often fear is the real true thing that's holding us back. It's not any of the other crap that we either make up in our minds or that people tell us. It's just fear. So find a way to get over it. So you mentioned that, you know, you wanted to really write this book for millennials, and you also focus your coaching on millennials. Do you exclusively focus in the millennial market, or do you expand to other ones?
So for business coaching on a one-on-one basis, I generally attract millennial mm-hmm. business owners primarily. And so I do coaching in those forms, but I do a lot of consulting for other companies, small business, mm-hmm. large companies. I do a lot of speaking in-house with those large companies like Anadarko Oil and Gas, a few others like a local university. And so it's been very interesting that when you write a book about millennials, you know, and maybe you've experienced this as well, all of a sudden everybody says, you're the expert in that one thing and we want to use your knowledge for it. And so I help millennials. But I help businesses understand millennials. I've even helped parents understand their children. Mm-hmm, so, mm-hmm. you know, it just kind of varies. If however people see a millennial, they want help in that aspect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And you know, when you mentioned it, it can be a little controversial, and at times it can be, and people say the wrong things, and you know, we have to be sensitive to others, but there have been generational gaps and differences forever, right? And mm-hmm. I don't know, what do you think, why does it seem like all of the, I guess, kind of talk about the gap between millennials and all other boomers, Gen X, et cetera, why do you think we talk in such terms of there being such great differences? And do you think there truly are those large differences, or is it just the hand of time continues to move on, and there just are naturally differences between generations.
Well, it's a little bit of both. So the first being, this has been going on since the dawn of time. Mm-hmm. If you look back in ancient Greece, there are writings from Plato, Aristotle, and so on and so forth. I think even in the Bible, where, you know, it talks about how the younger generations, if the world relied on their shoulders, we would all fall. Mm-hmm. And so this has been going on forever in terms of older generations feeling like the young are just young and they don't mm-hmm. understand things. And, you know, mm-hmm. there's some truth to that. The reason why millennials are a little different is, and why these gaps are happening today, is information is now flourishing everywhere. You're holding mm-hmm. all the information in your hand. And so millennials are a little bit more savvy in terms of what's going on around the world, what's going on in politics. They can find all information at all points in time. So in essence, they, like everyone else, are experts. So this mm-hmm. is one of the first times in all of history where the younger generations are now an expert in something. Mm-hmm. So you have experts who are young of mind. And like Aristotle said, if we put the, you know, weight of the world on their shoulders, everyone would fall. Then, you know, how do the older generations deal with that? So that's where the communication gap begins to happen. Millennials and Gen Z, which are starting to come up, they rely a lot on technology and, you know, using technology in everyday life as well as communication, and older generations tend to not. And that's really where the communication gaps start to begin. They're not able to really relate to each other. Mm-hmm. And technology is booming, as we all are experiencing. And so this may become a problem that will continue to go down the road. But the also great thing about this technology thing is that we can start to make those gaps smaller. So that's something I do. I actually co-present on stages and do some consulting gigs with a co-presenter mm-hmm. I bring in. He's a baby boomer and mm-hmm. I'm a millennial, and we talk on stage, and which is great because no one can argue with us. So we have two perspectives on stage, male and female. No one can argue. Like, I just have to kind of sit there in silence or agree, right? Mm-hmm. So that's great. But it's interesting is that the older generations are starting to also look more like the younger generations. If you go downtown in your own city and you see, you know, on a nice summer day, everyone's having lunch outside. Mm-hmm. And you see a table of, you know, we can say they're baby boomers, maybe even older. And then there's about 10 of them at a table. What do you think they're doing? Are they talking? No, yep. They're all on their phones, checking right. out Facebook, texting their grandkids, maybe Snapchatting, you know, mm-hmm, you never know. Mm-hmm. And so it's the one time in all of history as well, where the older generations are starting to look like the younger generations, not mm-hmm. the other way around. So we have a lot of shifting happening in culture, but here's the problem. Culture and people do not really change across the board unless it's been like 20 years later. So we are actually having culture shifts happening much sooner, and people are just not able to really fully grasp it, understand it, and know what to do with it. Mm-hmm. So that's what we try to do in the generational expert world, is we just help people really understand what people are coming from, how you can communicate better, and how we can lead to a better world.
Yeah, and that's what it's really all about, and so important to not, for any of us, to get stuck in our ways and be closed-minded. We continuously have to be learning and growing and really putting forth an effort to understand others, particularly others that are different from ourselves, because there's so much to learn from one another. There's so many great things that can be had by cooperating with each other rather than against each other. So I really applaud the efforts that you go through and the authentic life that you have chosen to pursue. It's very important, and I wish more people would do it.
Awesome. Well, thank you. And it's a lot of fun. The feedback has been great. You know, there's all sorts of dynamics out there. There's men, there's women, there's the ones that are kind of in between, there's mm-hmm. different generations, there's different cultures, and how are we all going to get along? It really just boils down to, are you authentic yourself, and how mm-hmm. do you communicate that to others?
So to that point, you know, okay, so I don't have any idea who I am. I'm sure you hear that all the time. I have no idea who mm-hmm. I am. I have no idea what my purpose is. I don't even know what you mean by authentic self. So when you coach someone that is kind of in that mode, how do you get them to move forward? How do you proceed?
basically my chapter two in my book.
Okay.
So remember those why questions I was telling you earlier? They're in my book. I call them the 20 questions to find your purpose and to find yourself, in all honesty. There's a lot of things that come out with these questions. There's not only your authenticity, it's your purpose, and also your primary fear in life. It's very powerful how you go about this process. So what happens is I ask them, well, tell me, what is your ideal life? Like, just tell me what you want that to look like, whether that's someone else that painted it for you or it's one that you created yourself. And generally, not everyone, but generally it's, I want the mansion, I want the bling, I want the travel, I want the guys, the girls, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that's because popular society and such has put value on those things in a pop culture way. So after they say, I want the Escalade with the bling and so on and so forth, I ask them, why do you want that? How does that make you feel?
Right.
So it's not the Escalade that's important. It's when you're driving that Escalade with all the bling and how that makes you feel. Why do you think race cars are so great? Yeah, they look hot. Yeah, they're cool. Yeah, they're loud and fast. But when you're sitting in the car and how it makes you feel, that feeling and how people look at you is a heck of a lot more important than the car itself.
Mm-hmm.
So really getting down to how you feel about things tells you how you want to feel about yourself and how you want others to perceive you. So when we go down the route of feeling rather than thinking, and that's the problem. We are in a society, we've grown up, and it's to no one's fault. It's just how we've been going about things, is that we tend to stay in our mind so much. And what happens in your mind is that's where fear loves to breed itself. It loves to thrive in there. So, you know, when they say in, you know, basketball and sports, just go for it. Use your instincts. Don't think about it, because when you think about it, that's when you mess up. So same idea in coaching. I ask them, why? How does that make you feel? Let's get out of your head and let's start feeling. How does that make you feel? Does it make you feel happy? Does it make you feel anxious? Does it make you feel scared? Why does it make you feel scared? And it's just this huge roundabout of annoying whys. But it gets down to the core reason of what is important to you, why it's important, and then we find a way that is more authentic to you of how you get there. And that's the process that we do. And I do those in my complimentary coaching sessions as well.
Okay. All right, good. Wow, there's some construction going on somewhere.
Oh, I apologize. Yeah, we have some electricians here, and they said they were going to be quiet, so I apologize. Well, let me move away.
Well, it sounds like they're doing a good job.
Oh, thank you. I apologize for that.
No problem. No problem. It just proves to everyone that we are authentic. We are real people.
Absolutely.
With real things going on around us, so... No worries. My dog will probably bark here pretty soon anyway. So so what about that person that, you know, maybe they kind of get what their authentic life should look like or who their authentic self is, but they've got some circumstances where they just kind of throw up their hands and say, well, the hell with this. I have to pay bills. So how would you advise someone that's in that type of a situation?
Well, you know, I mean... The problem is the good and the bad thing. When you go down the process that I have or something like it, and you really understand your authentic self, how you want to go about living your life, you do want to quit that job like right away, right? But you do have to pay those bills. So then that fear comes in. How do I pay my mortgage? How do I pay my rent? How do I feed my kids?
Right.
Well, you know, this is a human world. There are conditions, there are kind of rules to how you have to play the game in some ways. And so I don't ever tell anyone to quit their job. I say, continue to do your job so we continue coaching. We continue to find a model that works best for you. And then we start doing percentages. Okay, you're going to work in your job 100% for the next 3 months. And then 3 months later, let's reanalyze and know where you want to go. Okay, now it's time for you to start switching modes. Let's start working on something else in the evening or change a job. And let's say it's a business. Let's start working 20% at night on your business. And that percentage begins to increase over time. And then the job eventually can go away. So, or maybe it's even just do a job shift. No matter what, you always want the bills to be paid. But there's also this idea of authentic living, right? So again, we have the Escalades, we have the mansions. Are those really things that you want, or are those things that you think you want? How do you really want to feel? Do you really want to be in a tiny home, or do you want to be in a mansion?
Right.
So then, you know, a lot of my clients will actually begin to downsize. And so they're more financially free than they thought. They start going on vacations, they start enjoying themselves and having more fun with their family and friends. And so it's not about bills.
Right.
It's about identifying what's important to you and paying those bills, but then getting rid of the rest. And then it frees up so much time to say, if you wanted to start a business. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it just kind of depends on a case by case basis. But I never tell anyone to quit their job. I just say, let's figure out a path to success. That's why it's a take charge plan for success, mm-hmm. not a let's just quit your job and go over here and then squander for 2 years.
Right. But there's a plan involved, and I like that, obviously. So, all right. So we're gonna run out of time here pretty soon, but I do have an important question I'd like to get to, and that is, you know, a lot of people go through their life and they either don't understand the value of a coach or they think they can't afford one. When do you find that they jump those hurdles and say, hey, you know, I need help, I need a coach, and it's worth every penny?
Well, you know, again, it kind of goes down to, are you really wanting to live an authentic life and actually not let the fear control you anymore? Mm-hmm. That's really where it comes to. And having the commitment and to lean on courage to blow through the fear. So, you know, one thing I always tell people is that whether you go through this or not, understand that you can't just overcome fear. And I hate it when people say that, oh, overcome fear, overcome your obstacles. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. If you're going to overcome fear, per se, you literally have to go through the fear. You have to feel the fear. And that's why they have this wonderful term called courage. So relying more on your courage and leaning on that and not being so caught up in the fear and being in your mind, let's begin to feel things and move mm-hmm. towards that. And if that movement tells you that you need to go through coaching, then let's go through coaching and get that done. So that's kind of how it goes about it. And then people can make their decisions based off that.
Right. And, you know, you didn't say it in these words exactly, but fear can be a great motivator. There's nothing wrong with having fears. And I kind of equate it to, you know, analysis paralysis. So fear is only a bad thing if you let it stop you from moving forward with what you really want to achieve. But fear can also be a great motivator. So I think you're absolutely right. It's not that we should eliminate fear from our lives. It is changing our behavior in response to fear that we really have to focus on. Is that fair?
Absolutely. It's more about responding to things rather than reacting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Anything else you'd like to share with us that we didn't have a chance to cover yet in the show?
Yeah, you know, I'm actually running a promotion here since we're going into 2018. So if any of your listeners or yourself even are really wanting to learn what your purpose is and how you can leverage that to make an amazing career or business out of it and really have that authentic life where you're relying more on courage rather than settling for fear, I would love to offer a complimentary coaching session. And thanks of me being on this podcast and listening to it. So if you would like in 2018, you can go to my website and schedule a complimentary success session. And in there, we're going to go through those whys and we're going to go down to how we can create a take charge plan for success in 2018 and really get you on track and make the revenue you're needing to live the life that you authentically want.
That's awesome. And I very much appreciate you offering that and making that available to folks. You know, we didn't mention, Anastasia, that you and I met because you were the very, very first paying subscriber to Plan Canvas, the software that we released based on my book, Business's Art. And that's how you and I came into contact with one another. And subsequently, we featured you as the subscriber of the month, and I learned a little bit more about you. And like I said, I've been wanting to talk to you for some time. But in that software, in Plan Canvas, there is a place. It's mostly about your business, but we also encourage users to step away from the business and focus on themselves. So there's a personal plan in there. But it's very high-level stuff. So like one of the very first questions in the personal plan is, you know, what is your purpose? You know, what is your mission in life? And the tool doesn't get into how do you determine that. So what you're doing is very, very complimentary because it gets into the deep dive of how you actually get to that. And I love that you're offering that.
Yeah, no worries. I mean, I'm all about giving value. And if I can give somebody the value to not jump off the roof, but to climb down the roof, I'm more than happy to supply that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's wonderful. Thank you. All right. So where can people find you? If there's any other cause that you'd like to mention?
Yeah, well, they can find me. It's my name. I believe I am the only Anastasia Button on the internet right now. So you can Google me. You can also go to my website, AnastasiaButton.com. And it's Anastasia like the princess, button like cute as a button.com. And there you can find that success session. Also, if you'd like a free downloadable version of my published book, you can go there and you can actually get that as well. And you know what? I always say support your local farmers if you can, and you know, shop locally if you can, and do that for them.
Great. Well, wonderful. I really appreciate you being on here. I really like the topic, your authentic self, living an authentic life. So thanks for that. And if listeners out there, please take Anastasia up on her offer. Go out there, check out her book. Go out there, check out the coaching session that she mentioned, success sessions. I think you will find a lot of value in it. So please, she's offering it. Take her up on it. Go check it out. So again, Anastasia, thanks very much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me. This was a lot of fun.
Yeah. So everyone else listening out there, if you haven't already, make sure you download TrueChat's mobile app. You can connect with us on social media right in the app itself, or visit our website, truechat.org. That's TRUECHAT.org. Again, that's truechat.org. TrueChat's network offers a great lineup of shows on sports and politics, pop culture, entertainment, business, lifestyle, and more. So make sure you explore what our network has to offer. For Business's Art on TrueChat, we're broadcasting from Cincinnati, Ohio today. I'm your host, John Umstead. Again, my guest has been Anastasia Button. She's author, speaker, and coach. You can go out to her website, anastasiabutton.com, and check out her book, check out her coaching services, and she has some complimentary coaching services out there as well. So please do check that all out. Thank you again, Anastasia, and thank you all very much for tuning in. We'll see you next time on Business's Art.